Hey guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Nick, and we're going to be talking about everything fitness, health, and the challenge.
Let's get on with the show.
What's up guys, Coach Steve here, and welcome back to another episode of the Challenge Podcast. In today's episode, I'm joined with Max's third place finalist, Joe Wallace. Joe, welcome to the Challenge Podcast.
G'day Steve, how are you going?
I'm really well, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good.
Look, Joe, just a couple of days ago, you found out that not only were did you make the top 50, not only did you make the top 10, but you took out third place in the Max's May Challenge. How has the past couple of days been like for you?
Yeah, it's really good. Gave it a share on the Facebook, and yeah, a lot of people could not believe the difference in the 12 weeks, which was really nice. So I actually, I turned up to work yesterday to a job I hadn't been to for a couple of months, and the manager nearly chased me out because he didn't know who I was. So that was a nice... a nice change. So yeah, really good.
Well, mate, look, you should be so proud of the work that you put in. You know, looking at your before and after photos just blew me away, and I was so impressed by what you've been able to achieve. Tell us, how much weight did you lose throughout the 12 weeks?
About 33.5 kilos in the end.
Jeez, 33.5 kilos, mate, that is insane. That's like almost, you know, 3 kilos a week. That's incredible. Now, Joe, I know a little bit about you having read your profile, but there might be a few people who might not know who you are. So would you like to give us a little bit of an introduction about who you are, where you're from, what you do for work, and who is Joe?
So I'm just from a little town called Gatton, which is about an hour west of Brisbane. I run a grounds maintenance company that services mostly Western Queensland. So I travel right out to the Northern Territory border and right around the southwest of Queensland doing mostly mowing and spraying and that kind of landscaping kind of work. So yeah, I've got a little girl that's 4.5 and a wife at home. So they were both very, very proud of me with the challenge, which was nice. But yeah, there's not really too much to know about me. I spend a lot of time on the road for work, which was the major contributor to my weight gain, I believe, initially. So yeah, it was nice to get onto the challenge and, you know, kind of have a real plan about how I was going to get back in shape.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit more about your job. So you're spending a lot of time on the road, traveling out more regionally, and then your work, would it be a physical job or is it a little bit more stationary? Like what's like the actual work like?
So probably 90% of my time I spend sitting in the truck. So we do a lot of chemical spraying and things like that. So it's not completely stationary, but it's also not like I'm not working physically like I used to when I was a bit younger. It's a lot of just sitting around in the truck and eating up tays on the highway, unfortunately, because even when we do get to work, we do a site and then it's another 2 hours in the truck and then another site and then another couple of hours on the road. So
yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Lots of time to sit and eat and that kind of thing. So
yeah. Yeah. Now tell me, was this the first challenge that you've done with us?
No, I signed up last year in August for the August challenge, but I wasn't really able to get into it. I had just had surgery on my ankle at the beginning of August, and I was sort of a bit ambitious maybe that I'd get straight into it and lose the weight again straight away. But it was the first one that I'd actually given a proper crack. Yeah.
Yeah. And then this May challenge, I want you to tell me a little bit of story about why you chose to come back and try again in the May challenge.
Mostly just because I needed to do something. Like I knew within myself that I was getting to the point where, am I going to have diabetes? Am I going to have heart disease? All those kind of things, which I'm only 30 years old. It's pretty, like I had a pretty honest conversation with myself and I was like, this is a bit ridiculous. I had a few accidents with basketball. Nothing that people shouldn't overcome. And I use them sort of as an excuse to just, I can't run because it hurts and I can't do this because it hurts. And yeah, it got to the point where I was like, look, I have to do something. And I'd seen people do really well on the challenge. And I was like, I know now every time I get committed with dieting and things like that, I can see the results. It's just, it's good to have that accountability and everybody else sort of, everyone's pushing to the same goal really in the challenge, which is really good. And now I've sort of got started and I don't want to look back. So
no, so good. So good. Tell me a little bit about the August challenge last year, maybe it was that September challenge last year, and you kind of mentioned how you were going in for a little bit of ankle surgery. How'd you go through that like rehab process after that surgery? And then did that interfere with your May challenge at all?
Yeah, so I did get into the rehab sort of straight into August, and I was spending a fair bit of time in the pool and just doing some stretching and things like that, but nothing too strenuous. And yeah, it was more so like I did the physical rehab of my ankle, but my diet's always my biggest challenge. So I had been suffering pretty bad before the challenge with ankle pain, but once I did a bit of the mobility work and some of the stretching and things that you have on the Facebook group for ankle mobility and things like that, and I worked pretty hard at that sort of thing. So I'm still not where I'd like to be mobility-wise, 100% in my legs, and like my leg strength is still a major weakness of mine. I have a few jokes with some of the guys on the Facebook group every now and again about, but I did notice like a massive upswing in strength, not only strength, but just like lack of pain in my joints once I really did start to put the work in and once the muscle started to grow, I suppose.
Yeah. Are you playing any basketball at the moment?
Yeah, I've been back, played a couple of games sort of towards the end of the challenge. I played a game when I started the challenge and I could barely get up and down the court. It was pretty appalling, really, but had a really good game last week, like feeling so much better on the court. Like up and down is not even an issue now. So that's a nice change.
From here, Joe, I want to talk a little bit about some challenges that you may have faced throughout the challenge. And you might have alluded to one already, being around the food side of things and then also around traveling for work and being on the road a lot. Can you speak a little bit about some of the challenges that you faced throughout the May challenge?
Yes, I'd say for me, the biggest one is just like equipment-wise and getting the workouts done while I'm at work. I either live out of my truck or out of a caravan sometimes. So that was probably the biggest one for me. But I tried to overcome that by I made myself just every day focus on getting those 10,000 steps. I'd sort of jump up in the morning and go for sort of a 6 or 7K walk every day. And then if I didn't get the workouts done or I wasn't able to for 4 or 5 days at a time, then I wasn't getting too down on myself. And then I'm a member of 3 different gyms now. So I joined up to Snap Fitness because they're in a couple of the towns that I go to. But And then I had to join another couple of little local gyms just to sort of space out and try and get the workouts in. So yeah, it was definitely a change for me with that, but I've tried to focus on get the workouts in the blocks of 4, even if I had to go sort of like 4 on, then just a day's rest, and then the next 4, and then sort of go a week without doing one. Mm-hmm. Just focus on getting a walk or 2 walks in a day and just try and keep moving and stick to the nutrition as best as I could.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about the equipment that you had. Like, what did you have available to you? Was it just body weight, or did you have a set of dumbbells, or like what kind of stuff were we using?
In the caravan, I threw a couple of dumbbells in and some resistance bands, but that was really all I was able to drag around with me for work. And then obviously when I could get into a gym, if I had deadlifts and things like that, I'd do them that day that I could get into a gym. But you know, without that, I kind of just made do with the other equipment. A lot of using like the park gyms in some of the Western towns and just a little bit of everything, really, whatever I could sort of find and have a bit of a go with, really.
Yeah.
I was probably lucky in a respect that I was coming from a place of doing 10 push-ups for me was a good challenge at the start. So it wasn't like I needed a massive amount of weight or a massive amount of equipment to make a big difference.
Yeah, I love that so much. And, you know, for many people doing the challenge, as soon as they face that challenge of equipment, we're in lockdowns, the gyms are closed, what am I going to do? And at home, they have maybe a set of dumbbells, resistance band, and maybe the first thing they do is throw their hands up and say, it's all over, I can't do this anymore. But then as you take those steps to go, well, you know, I can make it work. Maybe I can do some push-ups, or I can use these dumbbells, or maybe play around with these resistance bands, or set up this chair so I can do some dips or something like that. Making it work is just so powerful, so that you can learn that you can control these things, even if those external environments aren't suitable for that, right? Now, I guess with your training, how did you learn how to do these exercises? Like, did you have experience in the gym in the past, or did you like follow some videos online, or like, what did you do to kind of make it work for you?
I had been to the gym a bit when I was a few years back, but I sort of was always going through the same cycle of gym exercises that we did, that I'd been doing since we were at high school. You do a bit of bench press, bit of leg press, bit of just the generic sort of the things that everybody would associate with the gym, I suppose, before they know what they're doing. But I watched probably 90% of the exercises. I watched the videos that you guys have on the links in the template. There was a few things that I was like, oh, is that what I think it is, or is that not what I think it is? And so, yeah, just have a watch of that and then give it a go and post a few Technique Tuesday videos and cop a bit of shit from Steve.
Come on, I'm nice, man.
But yeah, no, it was from that point of view, I found like it was just really easy to follow the challenge. Like, there's a video there, you just watch the video and do it. I just think if I can do it in the state that I was in, literally anyone could do it. Like, first week of the challenge, I was doing incline push-ups and struggling my ass off to do like the 10 incline push-ups. It was pretty sobering, I suppose. I'm a big guy. I've always been like a big, strong guy. And I just, even now, get a little bit emotional thinking about how weak I was in the gym. Like, it was terrible. Mm-hmm. So if I can get through that, and now I'm like, push-ups are nothing to me now, which is crazy in just a couple of months, the difference that you can make.
So good. Now, Joe, you've kind of mentioned a little bit about living out of a caravan, living out of your truck, and maybe not having access to all the facilities that someone might have in a house. Could you speak a little bit about that nutritional side of things? How did you go with preparing food or meal prepping, and what kind of facilities did you have available to you? Did you have like a hot stove and a microwave and a fridge, and what was that environment like for you?
When I had the caravan, I had basically everything you'd need. Mm-hmm. But when it's just the truck, so I went pretty basic on the diet sometimes. Microwave rice, just some shredded chicken and things like that, and like just a big bowl of salad or whatever. And I'm not too fussy with food and things like that. Like, I see a lot of people in the Facebook group this week that sort of get a bit caught up, I think, in how am I going to get this, or what am I going to do for dieting and the variety and what meals can I cook and all of that. It's, if I could give them a little bit of advice diet-wise, I'd just say, like, first couple of weeks, just make it as easy as you can. The last thing you want to be doing is stressing about spending a couple of hours making something that's fancy, and just sort of get into it. Do a couple of weeks of just some really simple meals that meet all your criteria, and then you'll see the results start to happen, I think. And then from then on, you can't really look back. I ate a lot of yogurt, oats, yogurt, chicken, salads, a lot of burrito bowls, and then a few like wraps and things like that. But yeah, kept it pretty basic. But, and then obviously I had a few of the, like, the protein bars. I had never had a protein bar before. So just the super shred bar or whatever I think it's called. And then, yeah, like protein shakes too, because I was struggling a little bit to mostly, like, if I couldn't heat up some chicken or something like that, I'd just have a salad or a bit of yogurt and a protein shake and then try and move on from there.
Yeah, I like that. And, you know, you really hit the nail on the head where many people, when they're brand new to dieting, have this little bit of a phobia that they're going to be super restricted, where they go, oh, I'm only going to eat lettuce and one tomato and maybe a boiled chicken, and they're not allowed to have any flavor or anything like that. And, you know, in the challenge, we like to promote flexible dieting where, hey, you could eat almost anything that you wanted to, as long as it's portion controlled, make it fit within an energy balance, right? Without, of course, taking the piss, right? We're not going to go and have all the ice cream, because you're probably going to feel really crappy afterwards. We want to be nourishing our body in a way. But then what tends to happen is, because of this phobia of, I don't want to just be eating lettuce and boiled chicken, I want to be having these really elaborate meals, we kind of jump all the way on the other spectrum where, you're right, we spend hours stressing over different recipes, different meals, and making this big gourmet meal, when we may be spending more time on more important tasks, such as spending time with our friends, our family, our work, going to the gym, and then choosing just to have a really simple meal, like you said, just a bit of rice, a bit of chicken, maybe a salad. Then as we get more skilled in our ability to portion control, we go, okay, well, now we can make it a little bit fancier, like where we turn a wrap into something like a burrito bowl. And then you take that burrito bowl and you turn it into like some nachos, where most people go, oh, well, you can't eat nachos. And it's like, well, if you make a few changes, hey, you can eat nachos and enjoy nachos. It's all about that evolution of food. But you're right, I agree. And anybody who's listening to this and they're freaking out about food, just go back to the basics. Make it super easy. Go for that spices rack and add some spice and flavor to your meals that way. Make it easy. Make it simple so that you can get better. You can practice with it and then you can build onto it so that you can relearn again how to portion control.
I would agree with that 100%. Towards the end of the challenge, I found I could just wander into the kitchen and be like, well, I'm allowed this scoop of cheese, or I'm allowed all these little things, and I know exactly what I'm allowed to use. So I can go, well, that'll go with that. And you've got a meal in 10 minutes instead of, you know, having to look up a recipe and all of that.
Yeah.
Which, like, I think everybody knows the things that are good for them and the things that aren't good for them. And it's just easy to ignore the fact that if you have a fistful of cheese on your nachos, that it's probably not going to be that good for you. But,
yep.
That's, I would say, like the easiest way, like you say, just keep it simple to start with. And then as you learn the little bits that you can have, then you can kind of mix and match and see how you go.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do think that there's a reason why, let's say, peak level bodybuilders, as an example, that cohort, that's the reason why they love to have their chicken, broccoli, and rice, because it's easy. It's simple. They don't have to think too much. Bang, bang, bang. They get all the nutrients they need. And then they're on their way back to the gym. So it's about making those decisions easier. If you have lots of variables, man, oh geez, that whole fistful of cheese looks really good when you have just a little bit, right? And if you have that little bit all the time, you're like, oh, maybe I'll just get that fistful. And then next thing you know, you got the chocolates in your hand, you got the ice cream, and then it's game over. Joe, I want to talk a little bit about change. So again, you've alluded to a little bit how your life has changed throughout the challenge, but could you tell us, if you were to jump in like a time machine and go back to the start of May before you joined the challenge, and then you compare yourself then to yourself now, can you tell us about how your life has changed over the past 12 weeks and a bit?
Mostly just everything is easier, like literally everything. If my daughter's like, I'll use that as an example, got her a new push bike, and you know, she got her training wheels off when we were in our little lockdown, just riding around the yard. And so we went down to the park. I was able to run while she rode her push bike around the park. 3 months ago, I might have run 200 meters and I would have been done. She would have been off and gone. And that was really good. Like, that felt good for me. I was like not huffing and puffing and dying, just sort of jogging around the lake with my little girl. So that was a big win for me. Little things like work got a bit easier when I have a manual job to do at work, or lots of little things, just so much easier. Like getting off the floor is easier. Just heaps of little things like that, I would say. I'm much happier too, and in a much better frame of mind, I suppose. I was getting pretty down, pretty hard on myself, I suppose. Right, fair enough. But also, like, it's hard to love yourself when you really don't love yourself, I suppose. So that's something that has helped a lot. All my clothes, well, none of my clothes fit, but all of the clothes that used to fit me better again. Got a few new clothes with a little bit of money I won. So yeah, it was good. It's a nice change.
Oh, beautiful. I think that's a good problem to have, where your clothes don't fit you anymore, but in the good way, where everything's too big now, you have to go and get some new clothes. That's always a good problem to have, hey? Now, Joe, I just want to finish up on advice. So I'm sure you've given out lots of advice today, and you've given out lots of advice to people online. But if someone came to you now and was about to start their fitness journey, or was about to start the challenge themselves, what advice would you give that person?
First thing I would say is keep it simple to start. Don't get too caught up in all of the little things you think you need to do. Like, it is as simple as just follow the nutrition, get your steps in and do the workouts. Like, I think lots of people, they think it's some great, and me too, it's a great challenge or a massive, you have to change everything about your life to make it work. And that's really not true. I thought, oh, I'm going to have to give up all this food, and you really don't miss it. You feel so much better when you're not eating all of the crap. So I think that would be the first one. Just keep it nice and simple and just make a start. Once you get started, then obviously everything sort of gets easier and falls into place after that.
I like it. That's really good advice and really helpful for lots of people. And I think you're right. We all have a tendency to want to make things more complicated, or to think that, you know, we do need to have a big overhaul about every aspect of our life. And sometimes it is just changing one or two things, and that creates this snowball effect of, okay, I'll practice these one or two things. And then in a month's time, I'll practice thing three and thing four. And then in a month later, we practice thing five and three, thing six. And then we, you know, slowly change lots of little aspects, but just starting, it's all about just making those small steps so that we can make bigger steps later. Joe, I'd like to wrap it up there. I want to thank you for donating your time and being part of the Challenge podcast. And I'd like to congratulate you for your amazing result. You've blown us all away. I think you officially had the most public votes, but you took out third place. So that was a bigger prize. So congratulations on taking out third place. And you know, you really are one of our favorite transformations. So big congratulations to you. You should be so proud of your results. You've inspired your little one, and now you can go run around in the park with her, which is beautiful to see. And I hope that this is part of your fitness journey, because it is a way of life. And hopefully, you know, we had a little bit of a scare with our health before the challenge, and now you'll be this role model of health moving forward, right?
That's the plan anyway. Let's see how I go this next 6 weeks.
I'm excited to see what you can do, mate. Thank you so much.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.